This week has definitely been a roller coaster of emotions for the Hastings Raiders football team. They were able to open up the sectional playoffs at home against Bloomington Kennedy on Tuesday, winning 12-3 to move on to the second round. And as Hastings was getting ready to take on St. Thomas coming up on Saturday, Governor Walz's plans changed that game to a Friday night start as the games were back on. In the other semifinal, Apple Valley was supposed to take on Henry Sibley, but Apple Valley had to call the game due to COVID, leaving only three teams left, and the section had to make a decision. And that decision ended the Raiders' season. Head coach Dana Strain of the Raiders joined KDWA Sports on Thursday to break the news to Raider Nation.
Well, we were scheduled to play St. Thomas Academy in the section semis, and gosh, I don't even know where to start. But I mean, it's been such a whirlwind of a couple of days from the governor's announcement that things were going to go on a pause, as he put it, and then the state high school league, you know, allowed us the ability to get those last games in. And then that meant that we were back on again playing St. Thomas after our big win against Kennedy on Tuesday. And then here this morning, found out that there are four teams left in our section, basically, and one of them has had to shut down, leaving three to play, and therefore only two of those can play each other. So the section decision makers at that point decided it was probably the right thing to do to take the top two remaining seeds and play them off against one another. So that left St. Thomas now playing Henry Sibley, effectively ending our season. And just a crazy sequence of events, not anything that anybody, you know, has direct control over, and kind of the sign of the season, really, just in terms of all the way back to June, where it was just basically waited for new decisions to be made daily, and we tried to operate the best that we could. And I just appreciate that through it all, that when we were with the kids on the field, it was a blast, and they were awesome, and that was normal. And that's about the only thing right now that's normal, but that's kind of the gist of it.
There's a quote that both Coach Strain and Coach Adam Welch of the Hastings Raiders boys hockey team have used for the last couple of years, and it applies in everyday life, not just athletics. It's control the controllables. And in this particular situation, CTC fits the narrative. And that was Coach Strain's message to the boys as he broke the news.
Absolutely, that's 100% what the message was. And in retrospect, you can decide if we should have played at all or not. I know this. Having gone through it, as much as it felt like a pinata at times from one decision to the next, I'm glad we did what we did, because, like I said, when you're out there with your coaches and with your players, it was a blast. And that was the message, is, hey, we've had a lot of fun. We get a chance to end our last game on Todd Field this season as a win. You know, we knew going into that game it would be the last game at Todd Field. So that's always, you know, allows you to appreciate that moment a little bit more. And then the control of controllables is the big piece. And I think that's a great lesson for all of us. That's not anything that we came up with. That's born out of hearing and being around people that are smarter than I am, that have, you know, gotten us to latch on to that mantra. And it's just been great for us. It's great for me personally. Our kids, it resonates with them, and it's true. It doesn't do you any good to waste energy on things that you don't control, and we don't control any of this. And our kids, from day one, they were awesome in how every time I came at them with something new or a change, they didn't blink, not once, and they've been great.
It was so much fun for all of us that could be there or listening on the radio to have that final game and a win at McNamara Stadium Todd Field against Bloomington County. That made Thursday's news a little easier to handle.
Just a ton of fun. It was, you know, the other things work out for a reason, and here we ended up with the home playoff game, and it was a great game for us. It was a great way to finish off the season, and leaves a great taste in your mouth going off, whether you're an underclassman going into the off season to get ready for next year, or if you're a senior and that's your last experience in our program, is a win down at Todd Field. There's nothing better than that, and the kids enjoyed it, and it's a playoff game on top of it, so that's always a fun thing to win. And a lot of great moments in that football game, and a lot of great moments throughout the season that some are visible to the public and some are, all three phases contributed, and just a great way to go out.